One of the most abhorrent criminals in human history was known to be obsessed with cleanliness. He ordered that his factory should use Zyklon B, a powerful pesticide to eradicate mice and other pests. Some years later, he used the same pesticide to kill thousands of people in his concentration camps. He even called this operation cleansing. We may wonder that a person can be so made. The answer is that this is certainly true. The person we're talking about is Adolf Hitler. Cleanliness of body and soul. When we wake up in the morning and look in the mirror, we see ourselves. Little wonder then that we spend much money on cleaning our bodies and homes, but we often take little care of our souls. All you can do by way of keeping your dog, cat, or horse clean is to wash them with soap and water. But a human being is not the same as a dog or a horse. Let us then ask, would anyone eat a thoroughly washed apple if it's infested with worms? Would you wear a beautiful designer shirt if it's dirty and has not been washed for a long time? Is a computer that used to sell for $10,000 worth anything if it still works with the old-fashioned operating system, Windows 3.11? Many of us reflect on such contradiction in their lives. We take the best care of our hardware, well-built bodies, oiled hair, clean skin, deodorants, perfumes, etc., while our software is neglected. A spirit that is controlled by deep-seated desires so that it cannot distinguish good from bad. In the Quran, God says,
إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ وَيُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَهِّرِينَ.
The verse reflects clear association between repentance from sin and purity. No wonder. For repentance is an exercise in purifying ourselves from the filth of sin. God says in the Quran,
لا تقم فيه أبدا لمسجد أسس على التقوى من أول يوم أحق أن تقوم فيه فيه رجال يحبون أن يتطهروا والله يحب المطهرين.
It is amazing that some people who claim to understand the reality of life and believe that this present life is worth nothing decided to never clean themselves, take a bath, or have a haircut. They led a bohemian type of life and became drug addicts. By contrast, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, saw heaven and hell with his own eyes when he ascended to heaven and spoke to angels. He taught us that in God's sight, this whole world is not worth the span of a mosquito's wing. He undertook the task of purging all forms of disbelief and idolatry from human life. He is the one who instructed his followers, saying, proper human nature requires five actions: circumcision, removing pubic hair, trimming one's mustache, clipping one's nails, and removing armpit hair. Related by Muslim. Do we find such perfect balance between the purity of soul and physical cleanliness in any way of life other than Islam? A Muslim meets his Lord five times every day when he offers his obligatory prayers. Before each meeting, he washes his face, arms, and feet. When you open any book of Islamic law anywhere in the world, you'll find that the first chapter deals with cleansing. This is due to the fact that in Islam, no act of worship is valid without ablution. God wants you to keep your body and soul in pure condition. Isn't this your one wish?